This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're all getting older. That's just the way it goes. But when you're thinking about an economy, sometimes that means things don't go so well, a problem that's especially acute in the state of Maine. It's got the oldest population, also the oldest workforce in the country. Median age is just above 44. And because time only moves in one direction, right, it's just going to keep on getting older. So the state is trying to get more young people to move in, and they're using a new hook. Come on over, they say, and we'll help pay off some of your student loans. Maine Public Radio's Robbie Feinberg has more on that.
So I don't know what I'm doing for
these ones. You are matching these up.
The sun is already setting on a recent Thursday evening at Sanford High School in southern Maine as teacher Catherine Pepe works with a student on a lengthy packet of algebra problems. Yet for Pepe, the workday isn't even close to over. At 5, she'll leave the school to teach a local adult education class until 9. On Mondays and Wednesdays, she drives an hour north to teach at a community college. The 14-hour shifts leave her exhausted.
I used to love running, but I've had to give it up. And honestly, I haven't run in 2 months, which is horrifying because it's my stress relief, but I don't have time to do it.
The extra jobs are necessary, Pepe says, to help pay off the mountain of student loan debt she accrued at the University of Southern Maine. She graduated in 2014 with a math undergrad and 2 master's degrees in special education and literacy. And like most students, Pepe took out loans that now total more than $100,000.
Usually I try not to think about it, but when I do think about it, it's kind of like a hole that you can never dig your way out of.
For Pepe and other graduates in Maine, that mountain of debt is less daunting, thanks to a decade-old policy called the Opportunity Maine Tax Credit. It works like this. If you recently graduated from college and choose to live and work in the state, you can take a tax credit of more than $4,000 of your annual student loan payments. For years, the program was for graduates of in-state schools. But 2 years ago, it was expanded to any recent college grad who lives and works in the state. Former Democratic State Senator Justin Alfond helped create the program.
We needed to create an incentive for Mainers and those who came into our schools to stay here and live, work, and play.
That's particularly important in Maine, the state with the oldest median age in the country, and it's getting older. The trend is part of why the Maine Department of Labor recently projected the state will add fewer than 100 new jobs over the next 8 years. In the face of that anemic forecast, business groups are now looking towards the Opportunity Maine tax credit as part of the solution to help convince young workers to move here full-time over the next decade. Yellowlight Breen is the president of the Maine Development Foundation.
Wage scales tend to be lower here than in Boston or New York or LA. So how do we compete?
Last year, about 9,000 people used the tax credit, only a fraction of those eligible. Maine lawmakers, including Democratic State Senator Justin Chenette, recently pushed to more than double the program's marketing and create a new full-time state employee to focus on getting more graduates aware of the tax credit.
We want young people from all across the country to move here, to live here, to start families here, and to have a new life here. And I think that is the message that we have to get out a little bit more loudly.
Damon Jones, a professor of public policy at the University of Chicago, is currently studying a federal student loan forgiveness program for teachers. He says it's unclear if loan forgiveness, much less tax credits, can lead people to move. Jones has found these programs to be confusing for graduates to wade through, even just to determine if they're eligible.
That is definitely a challenge that needs to be overcome if this program has any chance of succeeding.
Business leaders in Maine are banking on that success. They have a new initiative called Live and Work in Maine. Their website points prominently to the student loan tax credit as evidence the state, quote, puts its money where its mouth is. In Sanford, Maine, I'm Robbie Feinberg for Marketplace.